This is episode 208. Nothing special about it. Okay, it is special. Look. Oh, this is not the one I actually used on the picture. This is the one I used on the picture.
Yep.
Oof. Wolf.
Sulfur.
Yeah. Wolf. Yeah. You know what? I have a second. I'm not going to use it. Hello. Is that the two? Well, for a start, it's the 208th podcast in a row. No, we're done. Weekly podcast in a row. It's changed on various dates and various times, but there's always been one podcast a week. And it's always been... Oh, it means it's our birthday! It's Immaterial Gamers V3's birthday!
Yay.
Well, V3, V4... I mean, to be fair, we did the Immaterial Gamers thing a couple of times ago, way back when, but this is like the birthday of when we actually made it a big, big thing. So, yeah. No, if it was V3, like Danganronpa, it would be 53. That doesn't matter. Yeah, I know that. Don't start. Yeah, look, the writers of Danganronpa couldn't count either. Don't worry about it.
Fourth.
Well, yeah. Yeah, this is... Yeah, we can officially not need to use a pram.
Yay!
Yeah. Crib. No, not crib. Okay. The pusher, buggy.
Stroller.
Oh, you and your Canadianisms.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
No. My surname my surname ends with home. But you know. Anyway, look, we got cake.
No.
Hold on. Oh.
What, the cake is a lie?
Well, quite clearly, it's a fucking stock image of a birthday cake. I'll be honest, actually, no, it does. That's not really a cake, is it? That's bird feed, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe I'll find another stock image of a cake somewhere.
Corn.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe
you know what? I'll find another birthday cake while we go. Yeah. So we've been going for.
What? Oh.
Does that mean you've not been hearing the podcast the whole time?
Oh no, they've been hearing you. But my microphone was somehow muted through Discord. So hello, everybody!
you need to catch up with all the things that you said.
Alright, let's rewind.
I'm so keeping this in, by the way. It's just gonna...
Well, you could see me talking. You could see me talking. You just couldn't hear me talking.
In the video, in the audio, it's going to be hilarious. It's going to be just me responding to no one. Like,
you're going
to
wonder what you're talking about. Like, why are you saying 4 years and it's your birthday and Whose birthday is it, Ryan?
It's Immaterial Gamers' his birthday.
And it's our fourth, because it's episode 208.
I found a birthday cake image that we can use.
Ooh.
Here we go. Here we go. This is one that signifies Immaterial Gamers all over, isn't it? Hold on. Here we are. Here we are. There we go.
That Pokemon birthday cake. Woo!
Ignore.
It doesn't want to look at Ash Ketchum's face, though.
Ignore the fact that it's a happy 10th birthday cake for Kaylee.
Well, luckily we can't see that. We can just see.
No.
Hey, Bert. G.
It's Burfg. Burfg. Burfg.
I really hate that my OBS keeps muting my microphone.
I wouldn't want to cut or eat the top of that.
Just slice the top off nicely and frame it until it goes rotten.
In that case, hold on.
I don't know, every time you do that, I go further back. It's like, getting ready for your next bite. Whoop!
Yeah.
So,
actually, hold on, I should have done it this way, shouldn't I? Sorry.
You vanish into nothingness when you go that way.
Really? Not even the chair?
Even the chair, like, the chair shows up, but then everything through the chair disappears. Like, through the holes in the back of your chair, just goes see-through.
Sweet.
So you literally vanish into nothing. You can turn around, and poof. No, all that does is make your camera recenter somewhere else.
Yeah, but we can't see Ryan. You can't see us.
He's not wearing camo.
You can't
camo.
See me. The time is now. Yeah, so we didn't actually have anything prepared for this birthday podcast. It kind of just snuck up on us.
We did like think about birthdays. It. Yeah, we did think about it like 3 months ago.
Yeah, and we blew our load on doing the 200 podcast instead.
Yeah. So, all you get is that party popper. That's all you get, people. That's all you get. Yeah. One little party popper that you couldn't even hear.
Basically, every time it happens, you get a party popper. Yeah. Maybe on the Christmas podcast, we'll do another thing that we usually do because we are not available to do a live Christmas podcast because we have people to see and meet. And
Stefan says we talked about it 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks is a long time, Stefan. 24 hours is a long time.
That's an understatement. I don't OBS listened to me either. You stupid OBS. My sound is working. It's a different thing that it's not listening to me for.
Okay. No, don't worry about it. But while I'm here, you like League of Legends-ish. You like TFT. You
I
like
TFT.
The idea of League of Legends.
I'm not a big fan of this.
And champions and
not a big fan of the idea behind it anymore.
The rest of it bores me. Like, so you know Wordle, yeah?
I know Wordle.
Yeah, well, guess the five-letter word in within six tries.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I always I always guess my name first, even though it has two R's.
Oh, you always guess your name first. I always go for adieu, because basically that's like three. No, in fact, that's four out of the five vowels. So you're gonna get.
Do you actually have to guess a word? Does it actually have to be a word,
or can
you
just put the letter? It has to be a word. Oh. Yeah, you can't pull that. It has to be a word.
Can't just go A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah. We've also heard of Hurdle, right?
Yes.
Basically name that tune. You get given a second of a song.
Oh.
If you get it right, that's fine. If you don't get it right or you want to skip, you get given, or it adds a second. So you then get 2 seconds. Skip it again, you get another 2 seconds added to it. Then three, then four, then five. To a total of it being 16 seconds. I was happy. I was great with one of them on the day that it got picked up by Spotify and then disabled across half the world, because Spotify. I mean, why? They kept telling people it's weird because they kept on the day that it came out and that happened. They kept apologizing to everyone on Twitter for saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, your stats have disappeared. We'll get it sorted." And everyone's replies afterwards were basically going, "Right, that's great. The stats are one thing, but I can't play it at all now because you blocked it in Germany." for example. It's like, what are you going to do about that? To which Spotify just ghosted them, ignored them, and answered the next person that said, where have my stats gone? So they were just ghosting people for it not being available in any country. But that was the day that Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance was the song. And I guessed it immediately, because in that 1 second, what do you get? Ding.
Dun,
one piano
dun,
key.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. By the time you get to 16 seconds, you just hear...
when I was...
Yes, that was it. It was just like, when I was... And I was like, well, I mean, I guess at that point, if you hadn't got it and you knew, then that was fine. There was like another one where I got one wrong because I named the wrong Radiohead song.
Knew it was Radiohead.
Yeah, I knew it was Radiohead, and I thought it was just, and it just ended up being something else.
I struggle with names of songs, but I would probably be okay at the actual thing.
Here's the thing. Yeah, it has an autocomplete system on there. So if you know the name, so say you knew it was a My Chemical Romance song, for example, you could type My Chemical and it would autocomplete and it would show you the list of My Chemical Romance songs that they got on the database and you could just guess.
The one I've been listening to, there's two I've been listening to quite a bit. Na 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 and Blood.
Man, that's just... What a name. So, oh yeah, can you just find that really great song by My Chemical Romance that went na 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 na. Yeah, it's called na 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 na.
Yep.
Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na.
Copyright gonna get us.
If we just sing it badly, then they won't get us.
We're not now, singing the real words.
It's transformative media.
But now,
we're Weird Al failures.
Yeah, we're just Weird Al at that point, aren't we?
But no, because it is. I've actually been just listening to the playlist then.
Oh, you know what I should probably do? Maybe turn off Vampire Survivors while I'm there. We go.
It's all about the Vampire Survivors.
I'm gonna have both monitors here. Discord's on this monitor, streams on that monitor.
So anyway, yeah, the reason why I was saying this, and my God, no, I need more light. Can someone do the holy?
Too far.
Okay, there we go.
First, I shall pull the pin of the holy hand grenade. Not one. Three is the number.
So yeah, my reason why I was saying that is that there is another one. It's called Loldl. Someone has put all the champions of League of Legends into a game and done four little mini games. You can look at this at www.loldl.net. I'm just wondering, just for a change, should we play through them?
Can do.
I mean, I can share my screen. It won't. It probably won't appear on the podcast. Just real.
Unless you just want
to turn it to a like a.
Give me a couple seconds.
Okay, cool. So I'll launch that.
Yeah, you get that ready and talk.
Yeah. So there are four games that you get on Loldl. There's Classic, which is just find a champion, or just name a champion, and then if it fits within their region, lane, position. Or their general lane position, race, type, you know, fighting style, whether they use resources like mana or not, and stuff like that, and it'll all pay just the same way as Loldl. Green, if that character uses that thing. Orange, if it's close, like for example, you could choose Ryze, and it'll say that he's human, changed or whatever he is. Like, thank you. So human, something or other. You know, like modified, or like brand is like human magic enhanced. There's a difference. It was like if it's searching for someone who is just human, you need someone like Garen. But there's four types. There's classic, quote, ability. It will show you the picture of an ability, and you have to see what champion it is.
Okay.
Or splash, which will show you a portion of their splash art on a loading screen, and you have to guess what Splash champion
will be the hardest.
Because it's Splash Art from any skin of that champion.
The hardest.
So, I'm gonna share my screen. Well, we're gonna go through them all.
Okay.
We're gonna go through them all. So I'm gonna share my screen. I'm gonna share it. So,
am I watching it on Discord?
You can watch it on Discord, and then everyone else like on stream will just be watching it.
Okay.
Showing on.
All right, there we go. I thought I put it in the right one, but apparently I put it into something else, and now something else is going to have audio that shouldn't. But it is sort of working. It's just slightly off-cue, skewed, but it'll work. We can see.
Okay. So I've got an idea on this. We're just going to go back and forth. Whoever gets the champion first wins.
All right, I'll probably lose.
So who wants to go first, Terry or D?
Let me go first, because I'll lose anyways.
Okay, fair enough. Name a champion.
Singed.
Singed. Is it Singed? Well, you've got the fact that he's male.
It's a melee champion.
He uses mana, and he's a melee champion.
Right.
He can be played, or this champion can be played top. They are human, or they are chemically altered. But they are not from Piltover or Zorn.
Hi, Martin.
And they are not from 2019, or they are not from a release year higher than 2009.
So it's probably...
They are an old champion.
That's pretty old champion.
When was the old release now?
About 2009.
Yeah, I think Singe was one of the originals.
So this, yeah, so this is...
Probably
this
one of the OG.
Really one of the OG champions.
Right. And it's not... They're not from Piltover or Zorn. And the male. And the melee.
If you want, you can just name another champion, try and get more information.
What happened to signed Twitter followers? They died.
Signed Twitter followers?
Alistair.
Skanky Nugget asks in chat.
I don't know.
Well, on that loading screen, Alistair's one is quite old.
Yeah, I mean, he's not human.
He's melee.
But you can go for it. No, because he's a support. He's also species Minotaur.
All right. So another male character from the original.
Has to be melee and male.
And not from Piltover or Zorn.
Scion?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a revenant.
Knocks, and that knocks out.
It's Relisha that does that say that they're actually they must be further than 2009?
Oh, and maybe
the Relisha one never got never really worked for me.
Okay,
so it might be one of the newer characters. Well, it's probably gonna be one of the newer
characters. No, it was a joke. It's oh god, it's a Skanky Nugget joke special. Sorry, it's what happened to Singed Twitter followers.
Oh,
oh.
I haven't got the chat open, so I can't see. Sorry.
And not from Noxus Runeterra or Zorn. Whose turn is it?
It's your turn.
Xin Zhao.
Hmm.
That way we'll figure out if it's Ionia or not.
Well, it is not. Oh, we got one new one.
We found the year, though.
2010.
So they are from 2010, so they're like from the year of the first sets of champion updates, which remember at the time was every 2 weeks.
Stefan says Darius.
Okay.
Well, we can go with Darius. But not Darius.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm
okay, then, yeah, that's not.
It's not going to be Noxus. Where we've got Piltover Zorn, it's got Demacia or Ionia.
So you've got like Targon.
What Twinkles is OG, ain't he?
You're saying Taric? Do you want to go with Taric?
No.
It's Terry's go, but...
I think he's OG, and I've gotten to the point where I can't remember.
But he's also a support, which the character in question is not.
That's true.
We'll get a quote in two turns.
Well, it's a middle... It's got to be a mid laner. Or an ADC. Got to be mid or ADC.
Well, no, it can't. It's not just
if it's
that.
A melee character.
It means it's partial.
Yeah, if it's a melee character, it's highly unlikely that it's a middle. How many?
So, what did happen with Singed Twitter followers anyway? Oh no! So I can go boom boom.
Apparently, they died.
Oh.
Of course. Wow. Sorry, my brain's not there.
That makes much more sense now that I've read it as singed and not signed.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one.
Give me a champ. You can go with Darius to try and see if you can get some more information if you want, but it's still probably going to show up as human.
Darius is ranged, too.
He's not. Draven's ranged.
Is it?
Draven's ranged.
I'm thinking of...
Darius has the one giant axe. Draven has the spinning axes that he flings.
No, I was actually, for some reason, Lucian popped into my head when I heard Darius. That was the image that I put in my head.
Awesome. There are not many regions left, really.
No, there's Void.
Rune Terra basically means they're not defined by a region. So, like, Ryze is a nomad. So he's...
Who would be a melee, a male melee character, is what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
That
I'm trying to figure out the region.
I don't know any of the regions. Like, I don't pay attention to the lore. Warwick's not a bad idea.
Warwick's not Zorn.
Well, we'll go for a guess, and you try and
he's
get
He's a werewolf, which means he might be technically human. Nope.
So he's chemically altered, cyborg human.
He's from Zorn, I know that much.
And again, he's an OG character as well.
Oh, yeah, he is.
That he's not.
He's got to be from 2010.
What came out reasonably early in League of Legends?
I mean, that's tough. I mean, that's the tough thing, isn't it? It's D's go, by the way. It is a tough one.
But with Rudolph, Piltover, and Zorn, and Runeterra, and Noxus, and Demacia, and Ionia.
Runeterra, just in the case that, well, I mean, there you go. You've got a void. You've mentioned it. You haven't mentioned the character from the void.
Oh my god! I think I know who it is.
You say Nocturne.
Well, Nocturne's void.
Ryan, I think it's one of my favorite characters.
You see, unfortunately, Nocturne is actually part of Runeterra. They're not part of the void.
I think I know who it is. I think I know who it is. I think I know who it is.
Go on, Terry. Okay.
Who's my second favorite character?
Should we look at the quote first?
Sure. Yeah, okay.
The worth of a man can be measured by the length of his beard and the girth of his belt buckle.
Okay, that's...
I'm thinking Gangplank.
Oh, I know that. Mm-hmm.
It could be Gangplank with that. But I was thinking...
Are you going for it?
You said void.
No.
No, I can tell you now. I can definitely tell you from the quote that he's not void.
Okay.
No.
I just thought void as an idea for something because a lot of the champions you were saying were already...
Yeah, when you said void, my brain went to Mordekaiser.
Hmm. Lord OP himself.
But I'm going to say Gangplank. Because...
That quote
say,
is Mordekaiser an OG? I don't remember.
You said Gangplank.
Yeah, let's do Gangplank.
I know who this is now, by the way.
It has to be Gangplank. Or is it... Oh, it's the guy with the big barrel!
Gragas.
Yep. Of course it's Gragas. If you want...
Oh, it's not. But we're only one off.
And it's from, we know they're from Freyord.
Hold on. Right, so now you need to start thinking of Freyordian characters.
So, Trundle.
Olaf. Stefan says.
You going for Olaf?
That's what Stefan says.
Going for Olaf.
It's gotta be.
Yes.
Yep.
Steph wins.
So now we move on to the next one. This gets a little bit more difficult. I say. Okay, start with D. The quote is ride.
Oh.
I think me and Martin have got it.
I'm thinking that crazy yodel. Clegg.
You're thinking Cled, okay? It is not Cled.
Sejuani?
Yeah. Sejuani. It is not Sejuani.
And they have nothing in common with it? Or is this,
this is just yes or no.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's 170 odd champions in league. Off you go.
Right.
You've got 168 to go.
Right.
You get an audio clue in four tries.
I'll see what Stefan said next after D's gone.
Okay. Actually, makes sense.
Unless you want to say it, go for it.
What, Janna? Ride the winds.
Nope. No, the quote is literally just ride. It's not being taken out. It's not being cut down. This is the quote.
I've got an idea.
It's an awful one, but yeah. So, Terry?
I'm just trying to think of whoever...
This is how we do a podcast when we've got no information. We just load up Loldle. This just takes up so much time. It's great.
I'm just trying to think of characters that actually ride on other animals.
Ninu and Willem.
Yeah, but he doesn't say ride, I don't think.
No. He just talks about the Yeti.
All right, Lily. If you're done moving, let me move back to my center.
Right.
So
I'm gonna pass to D if he can, because I can't think of anybody else who mounts.
What other than Janus is one?
Oh, I do, kind of.
How new is this character?
It could be any character.
Well, I'm just saying, how new are these characters? Because Sejuani's one of the newest ones that I know of. That's riding something.
I love it. This podcast has basically just confused a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Great. I just at this point just start flipping out champions because once you've whittled some down, go Nunu.
Nunu and Willump.
It is not Nunu and Willump.
Okay.
Martin's got a guess if you want to go with Martin's.
Sure.
Rel.
Who's Rel? I don't even know Rel.
She's an experimented on Zornite who or Noxon who basically can
mess with
metal to ride a metal horse.
Oh.
Yeah, she has a... What's Rel?
Terry wins.
Yeah, Martin.
Martin wins.
Ride. Really?
Dead.
This is now going to be the ridiculous one. This is a ridiculous one. Yeah. There is your ability.
What is that? Is that Lux?
Possibly.
It is not Lux.
Looks like an ice move to me.
Sona? Use Sona.
Maybe.
It is not Sona.
Okay.
Martin had another guess. It's a case of whether you want to take it or not.
Martin's cheating. He plays too much LOL.
He's not cheating. I can tell you that.
Sure. Let's take his guess.
So his guess is Syndra.
Fits.
And is not correct. D, back to you.
No, me.
The name of the ability.
You skipped me.
Sorry.
You took Martin's guess, didn't
no,
you?
No, he can be his own guess. Right.
Okay, do you want to say Ari, or are you going to let D have that one?
I was going to say Ari.
Ah.
Re.
Ari.
He's not. Right, so now that Terry took your answer, like I say, we'll get the name of the ability in two turns.
I feel like I've seen that symbol before.
Yeah, well, no, to be fair, I feel like I've seen a lot of symbols before.
Oh yeah, we seem to be on the thing that it's some kind of mage.
It's definitely...
Well, you're saying it's a mage.
It's an orb of... It looks like an orb of sorts, yeah.
Well, I'll take a champion from you, D.
Because
I still want to keep on the idea that we're doing a podcast. Don't want a lot of dead air.
You can do it.
Actually, let's try Ezreal.
Does kind of look like an Ezreal ability.
It is not an Ezreal ability. Terry?
Karthus? I don't think it quite looks like his abilities, but...
It is not. So it's D's turn, and we get a clue name. Belflux. I know who this is.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Belflux.
I definitely know who this is now.
I thought that was Ezreal.
It's not, because we've done Ezreal two terms. Yes.
That's why I knew what the ability looked like.
Ba-ba! So that leaves us one last one for stalling with a whole ton of time on a podcast.
Okay.
Splash.
Ooh.
Okay. Interesting.
That is a...
So it for looks like audio one listeners, of... by the way, I should have realized on this. For audio listeners, it's a picture of someone clad in metal.
It kind of looks like a samurai kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like
gold and silvers around.
Xin Zhao or something
thing
like that.
Spell was a blue orb.
It's not Xin Zhao. Xin Zhao holds his spear.
Oh yeah, he'd be holding his weapon.
D gets to go first on this one.
Aatrox.
I like...
It's a good shout.
I like Stefan. Jax. Usually he's got his lamppost out, but... It is!
Oh, hello! Yes, so it's that Jax, which is...
Well,
that's like Warring Kingdoms or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's...
He does have his lamp, it's just not in the...
In the
scene,
shot.
In that image.
So there's our section of the podcast that we're now calling Play Wordle. Play Loldle, even.
Loldle.
We play Loldle. Loldle is the thing. I'm not doing another thing on that right anyway.
Alright.
Stop streaming that. There we go. So how long of the podcast have we spent doing that?
We've spent 40 minutes. Alright. We've transitioned back.
There we go.
To the three.
Ryan was split in half.
We do. I mean, to be fair, we didn't do the full podcast on it. It was a good 10-15 minutes.
Oh,
nope. About things. Whoop. What'd you do?
We have the intro covering our face. I've muted it at least, but we have the intro again. Yeah. Going back to this scene, kind of did that.
Yeah. So as I bring up the
there we go.
Thing,
sorry about that.
There we go.
Oh, so well, I guess while we're here, then. By the way, You know what? Screw it. I'll use the other party popper. 3, 2, 1.
I wish they would
come on.
I wish they would actually no make strength. Sound.
3, 2, 1.
We sort of heard a little thunk. Yep. I think that was your hand hitting.
It fell in front of me this time.
Yeah, it didn't. Oh,
that, yeah. I guess it was something hitting. Oh, fine. Jesus.
Much better.
Yeah. Warden Jax, thank you very much, Steph. I love this. Jax, say Jax, I know skins. Jax, Terry Jax, it was Warden Jax.
Yeah. He definitely wanted me to say it. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there we go. So, yeah, like I said, there's not much that's been going on in the games industry for the past thing. Oh, look, there's a GTA 5 update. Oh, what'd they do? What's that going to be? Add another color to shark cards? No, I know it's added. I know it's added more stuff. Like another campaign mission.
You have to give it to GTA 5. They do constantly change, like, add stuff. Now, is it always that interesting? No. But they're still adding stuff.
Yeah,
how long has that game been out? When did it get released?
About a decade.
It went through a console generation. It literally went through a console generation. It came out on the PS3 and Xbox 360.
It has been
so
out.
It's gone through the PS4 and Xbox One.
It has.
And it's now on the Xbox Series and PS5.
In September, it will have been out for 9 years.
I did say a decade.
And they're still releasing updates.
Yeah.
Like, how many games do you see do that?
Well,
outside of League. Yeah. So
yeah, but really,
live services like that.
Really, League and stuff like that, what have they added? They've added a few game types.
Hmm.
But mostly all they do is add new characters. GTA
yeah.
5 is adding new missions, new stories, getting celebrities. Like, they're putting money into it.
Yeah, I was about to say the Dr. Dre was the most recent one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel. Like, big celebrities.
It's true.
So,
but, yeah.
They're putting money.
All they had to do was kill off, what's it called? Kill off Red Dead Online, which won't be getting any more updates.
Yeah, well, but like if you look at other games, like there's the few that stay alive. Maybe that like, well, there's lots that stay alive, but there's games like Minecraft that are constantly get updates, and Minecraft's been out for a long time. How long's been Minecraft been out for?
Before that. So what are we looking at, like 2000 and...
Minecraft has been out since 2011. And
oh,
I don't know if that's when it was officially released. Initial release date is...
So we're now learning this. League of Legends is older than Minecraft.
Yeah,
Minecraft
but...
is older than GTA 5.
Is that Minecraft's full release?
Because
remember, we were playing beta for so many years.
Beta was a long time.
When Java was actually a massive thing?
Yep.
God. Yeah, there you go. We're talking about stuff having birthdays, effectively. There we are. So, speaking of birthdays and long stuff going on. Marvel! First edition of that, here we go. 2009. Boom! Thanks, Steph. It was made by Hatsune Miku during a weekend in early May 2009. I believe that's still the joke that goes on. Rather than mentioning the original creator because they became... Because the moment that they got their money from Microsoft... They dropped all pretenses of being a normal human being.
Yeah.
It was like a snap decision. It was just like, oh yeah, I'm going to donate my money to charity. Everything's all good. How's it going, guys? What's that? $2 billion from Microsoft? Oh, fuck all you.
I have some questions for you guys, though.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing as we're doing a gaming podcast and it's sort of to do what we've been doing, what have you guys been playing?
Vampire Followers. Vampire Survivors, not Followers.
Are you trying to get them killed? Are they following Singed?
Chase the Singed.
Spanky Nuggets got some more jokes that need telling at some point.
Who is that, anyways?
Skanky Nugget is a recent follower of the channel who's been keeping me company with a lot of the RPG and Sonic streams that I've been doing.
Oh.
Okay. I was gonna
providing the dankest of dad jokes. And some conversations about the state of Twitch.
Enough.
Hey, it worked. I just wish I read it right, because that would have made it even more funny.
Yeah.
Fortunately,
they missed out earlier today, because I decided, you know, I pulled a Jim Moriarty, and boys, I'm so changeable, and decided rather than streaming Final Fantasy 14, I streamed Dragon Quest 11 instead this morning.
Well, that's okay. We skipped we didn't have enough people for the D&D stream earlier, so we...
So we played Fall Guys.
We did our play session.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did a play session even when we had a takeover stream. I didn't play Dragon Ball Z.
The
thing on that D is that the artist for the Dragon Quest stuff is Akira Toriyama, who was well known for Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball, not the same. Just don't worry about it.
I like dragons.
I've been playing games on my phone, but I've also been going back through Super Nintendo. Not Super Nintendo. Mario on the N64. Super Mario on the N64. I've got 80 stars in like 4 days, where it took me 6 months last time.
But I'm assuming Super Mario 3D or whatever it is.
Super Mario on the N64.
Yeah.
It's just called Super Mario 64.
I thought it was called 3D or something. Because that was the first 3D world, right?
One of them, yeah.
It was the Mario.
Well, originally, it took me about 6 months to a year to complete, but I was about eight. I've got about 80 stars in about a week.
I don't remember. Yeah. Oh, that's it. I was playing Sonic Origins as well.
And I've been played a little bit more Metal Gear Solid last night.
Sonic Origins, which is basically all the delisted Sega Sonic games. 1, 2, Sonic CD, and Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Sorry, let me do it in the correct order. 1, Sonic CD, 2, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, which contains Sonic and Knuckles. Chronological order of the games. Enjoyed it. All upscaled and redone using the retro engine for Sonic Mania. Did the mission mode. I never want to see a particular mission ever again.
Why?
Oh, okay, I'll explain it. So, mission mode is like remixed versions of the zones of Sonic the Hedgehog with additional tasks to do. Like, get 50 rings.
Okay.
Within 3 minutes. In Labyrinth Zone, for example, which someone can fuck right off.
I only know about Labyrinth.
Or, like, get through the entirety of Spring Yard Zone Act 1 without getting hit once. Or, do not touch any enemies. That's as much as, do not get hit by any enemy, and also, do not destroy an enemy. Touch an enemy, it's over. The mission type's called Mercy. But there was another one that was called Tornado Flyby, and now it's getting caught in my beard, I've realised. There we go. get it all. And you know what, in fact, actually, I've got a better idea. Hold on.
Going for a center bird.
Give me. There we are.
Oh.
Come on in and know me better, man.
Green Giant.
Muppet's Christmas Carol. Best Muppets film ever. No? Okay.
No.
Right.
I like thinking a lot. The.
Oops, stream.
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 Stream. Oh, it's got a question mark. Right, loading.
Oh, I'm at... My network's dead?
But you're
is
here.
It recovering? Yeah, I'm having OBS problems by the looks of it. It's gone red, and I have no upload.
Uh-oh.
I have 264 kilobytes a second upload, 0 kilobytes a second upload. 1 second, I'm going to...
Oh.
Sorry about that, apparently... Oh, no, it's dead again.
Oh, nope.
I had one spike of decent stream.
Oh, dude.
The stream might have died, unless you can catch it. Oh! Is my network coming back? I think it's back.
It's back. This calls for a celebration.
Wait, too bad you don't have any more poppers on you.
Yeah, well... Whoa, we don't have any poppers. I've got party poppers.
I don't wonder
anyway,
how...
Yeah, there was a mission called Tornado Flyby, which is to complete the Sky Chase Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. You know, the one where Sonic's on the plane with Tails.
Yeah. Oh, wow. My upload is really trying to catch up now.
Wow. But yeah, the catch is all bullets fire at double speed. And right. You get graded by the amount of rings that you have when you complete the level.
Okay.
And I made a declaration, you know, one of my stupid declarations. I said I was not moving on from any mission of Sonic or any mission in the game until I got a minimum of an A rank, and it graded C, B, A, S. So, you know, there's the thing. Around 20 tries of the mission, and basically what I will do is I'm going to download the Sonic Origins stream, the mission mode stream, and cut it and do a supercut so you can see the descent into madness of Ryan trying to complete missions, in particular about two or three of them. One was like defeat like Robotnik within 50 seconds for a boss. And I lost a couple of times because Robotnik takes ages to actually fuck off after dying. You know, like, you know, you'll hit him for the 8th time and he'll just go poof, 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 then fly off. But the time doesn't stop until you run past a signpost to clear the mission. And you have to take into account that you have to defeat him and take his poof, 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 poof. To factor that into the time.
So you have to take it. Yeah. Poof, 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 poof.
Yeah. So I've just been playing story mode instead. And story mode basically allows you to play through all the Sonic games in order as one big game. So you'll play Sonic 1, and then once you complete Sonic 1, you will immediately go into Sonic CD, then immediately into Sonic 2, and they've done hand animated like cutscenes in between each game to explain how they attach from one to the other. So, yeah, I don't know if it was worth the extra money, but I'm enjoying it. And you know, the only person that counts about a game's enjoyment is me. When it comes to a game I'm playing, as long as I'm enjoying it, who fucking cares? So, yeah, and Terry.
What?
With my very little time that I've had, I have only really played some
Fall
TFT.
Guys.
I did play Fall Guys today, which you can see the stream if you want to watch our videos. They're all up there.
Yep, VODs are enabled on Twitch.
Wherever you are.
Yeah, and then they'll be on YouTube within a week.
Yeah, wherever you're watching. If you're watching this, wherever you're watching it, you'll be able to find it soon. And then a little bit of TFT. Street. Oh, why is my network being so bad right now?
It's awful.
I'm losing frames. I'm not able to get any upload. That's why I lowered my upload, because I've been having issues with it. But now it's like zero upload.
Died.
Is video buffering? Well, no, it's doing more than buffering, mate.
I've now got I've got Bowser's defeat music in my head.
Mental. Oh.
Is it coming back?
It's saying unstable.
Yeah. We might have to just call it.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna have to. When it when we get it back up, we'll just go for a wrap up, I suppose. Ah, there we go. It's come back.
Is it back?
God, it keeps coming back and dropping.
Yeah.
It like comes back for about five frames, and then
we'll keep trying to talk because it is starting to recover. It's starting to recover.
Yeah. Okay. So what we were going to do is we were going to go for news, but given the instability of the stream, just to understand this, a fuck ton of Marvel films were announced. Two phases worth, going over the next 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Over the next 3 years.
Collectively, it's going to be called the Multiverse Saga. So, boom, there you go. And in other entertainment news, owner of WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, Vince McMahon has finally announced that he's having to retire.
Vince McMahon is retiring.
Officially, yes. He's still a majority shareholder of the company, so technically still what he says could possibly go, but this time, rather than just saying, do what I say because I own the place, it may just be do what I say, or suddenly you may realize that there's going to be less stock in the company. But officially, yes, he's retired. I guess, going around and having affairs with every female employee in the company will eventually bite you in the ass, especially if you're paying them off with company money, not your own. You can be a dirt, you can have an affair with someone if you're paying your own money. Sure. Use like, company what,
three
money.
Mil a pop?
That's three mil a pop. Just madness. But so that's happened in the world, and there's not been much gaming news, so. Right, Terry, I guess you need to take us out of here before we die.
Yeah, it just finally caught up with whatever it could. So before it dies again, to everybody watching this, thank you for watching. And audio versions are available everywhere you get your podcasts. So, yeah, anywhere you get audio versions or anywhere you get podcasts, you can get the audio version of this. And you can see this on Twitch for 14 days?
10 to 14 days, one or the other.
Whatever. I think it's 14 days, but...
Yeah.
And
the YouTube and audio versions will be... they there get released for the rest every of the Thursday.
Life. They'll be there for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like, Save follow, share. Don't forget to like, follow, share, subscribe, whatever you can do. Every little bit helps. Send us messages, comments, complaints.
Or even moolah.
Yeah.
If you want.
We'll take some of that. So, I'm dying. I'm just dying.
Right, well, in that case, quick, get us out of here.